Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The truck is back in gear. Former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Scott Brown hit the road in New Hampshire over the weekend in his famous truck after announcing he's exploring a possible bid for the U.S. Senate there.
For the next several weeks, Gail and I will be traveling around this great state to introduce ourselves, to ask questions, to speak with everyone of every background, Republicans, independents, Democrats alike, and above all, to listen and learn.
Well, the listening and learning have begun, and on Brown's trail is James Pendle, the political director of Channel 9, WMUR-TV in Manchester, New Hampshire, and the author of WMUR's Political Scoop. Jim has been covering Brown's long rumored run and now his first official steps. And he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bobby.
You spent most of Saturday with Scott Brown, as I understand it. Where'd he go, and how was he received in New Hampshire?
Saturday was really his first day on the trail. He's going up basically to the North Country in New Hampshire, hitting small towns. Not really scheduled events, just sort of planned private meetings with a few activists here and there. Just him and Gail in the truck, and that's it. And you know, people have been pretty open-minded. Look, this is not like a typical candidate running for, you know, U.S. Senate in New Hampshire or even governor or Congress or anything else. He is a celebrity, and conservatives already know that they have some problems with him, and they want to come up and they want to confront him about these things, particularly abortion or guns. And he does not pander to them. He holds his ground and says, you know, basically we disagree, but look, I'm the most electable person to take on Jeanne Shaheen, and don't you want to do that?
Well, let me ask about guns and gun control. It's obviously an issue in New Hampshire. Scott Brown has voted in favor of an assault weapons ban. He is not largely supported by activists who support the Second Amendment. Did the issue come up a lot over the weekend, and how might it affect his candidacy?
It's a real problem for him. I would argue that getting through the primary is almost as equally tough as beating Jeanne Shaheen, the Democrat, in the general election. He's got about basically three top competitors in that Republican primary. Clearly, he walks in as the front runner, but you cannot say right now he's going to clearly just walk away with the Republican nomination.
So let me ask you directly then, the election is only 8 months away. Is there any sense that Brown is in this race too late?
Well, I think his timing may actually be perfect. We talked about getting through this Republican primary. If he had jumped into this race in the fall or last summer, like most people did, there would be a bunch of conservative backlash. But now he comes into a time where he is the white knight. Republicans basically had given up this seat, and now they're not going to have this big conservative outlash. It's going to be, oh my gosh, we actually have a shot at beating her. Maybe we should give him a shot.
We know that some big-name Republicans nationally were encouraging Brown to get into the race. Any sign yet that Brown will get the support of big-name Republicans or big money from the Republican Party if he gets through the primary in his fight to fight Jeanne Shaheen?
In terms of, you know, an explicit, here's the money, no, we don't see that. And by the way, they're going to be very, you know, covert about that. New Hampshire does not like the idea that Washington is going to pick a nominee in the Republican primary. So anything they're going to do is going to be definitely behind the scenes.
All right. And on the subject of money, Jeanne Shaheen, the Democrat, asked Scott Brown over the weekend to take the People's Pledge to prevent outside groups from pouring millions of dollars into the race. How did Brown respond to that?
His response, and I was with him the moment he was asked the question, was very much like, I just formed an exploratory committee. When I'm a candidate, we can do it. I don't think he's thought through the issues here.
James Pendle, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it. Talk to you a lot more as the months go on with Scott Brown and the race up there.
It looks to be exciting.
James Pendle is political director for WMUR-TV, Channel 9 in Manchester, New Hampshire, and the author of Channel 9's Political Scoop.